Welcome to the Take Action Broadcast, separating fact from fiction.
Justice corrupted. Ontario judges again, like Justice of the Peace Andrew Seymour yesterday in Ottawa, rule in complete contempt of the law in prosecuting Freedom Convoy protesters. Greetings from Manta, Ecuador. I am a retired lawyer with over 30 years of experience in the courts. Whenever politics demands ignoring the black letter of the law, some Ontario judges can always be relied upon to choose their politics over our law. So-called Justice of the Peace Seymour is no exception, apparently seeing more of Trudeau's ass for kissing it and seeing less the law. Mr. Pat King, a Freedom Convoy protester, was charged under Section 431 of the Criminal Code for mischief and under 22.3 for inciting mischief, inciting disobedience of a court order, and inciting obstruction of police. Section 431 is usually used to prosecute graffiti artists, petty vandals, and others who damage property. Section 22.3 require those people a person has allegedly egged on actually commit that crime. In Mr. King's case, nobody has been so charged. Mr. Pat King was stuck with these trumped-up charges because he was a prominent organizer in the Freedom Convoy protest movement. But for his political activity, he would not have been prosecuted, meaning persecuted. In court yesterday, he was denied bail in gross violation of his Canadian Charter rights and in contempt of Supreme Court of Canada rulings. Seymour, towing the fascist line set by Julie Bourgeois, judge and Liberal Party hack who previously jailed another prominent protester, denied Pat King his constitutional right to bail and sent him off to jail. It is reported that Seymour was most concerned that King would continue to protest. Another constitutional right denied, and therefore should be jailed. Seymour parroted the ridiculous Trudeau party line that people were being held hostage by not guns, not knives, but by noise, echoing the Karens of Ottawa continuing complaints about the protest. He further moaned that King was recorded actually laughing. Well, a far bigger joke was coming. On the basis of King's political beliefs and mockery of the Karens of Ottawa, Seymour found, quote, overwhelming evidence that Mr. King is committed to his political beliefs. Seymour exposes his personal politics by absurdly blurting out that on that basis, he is satisfied that King will continue committing unnamed offenses. The fact that he failed to specify exactly what future crimes merely reaffirmed his general ignorance. King was charged with mischief, a summary conviction offense for damaging property. Well, what property, may we ask? Nobody knows. Whose property? Well, that's unknown. What was King threatening to do? Honk his horn? Laugh at one of the CBC's terrified Karens? Maybe call out blackface Hitler? Seymour considers King's use of social media, what the world calls freedom of speech, as a direct threat to the public, and therefore he must be muzzled. A woman offering half the value of her home for King's bail was rejected outright for no cogent reasons. Seymour's bullshit to justify his political persecution of this patriotic Canadian goes into overdrive with an unhinged rave about King's horn honking constituting an attack on the rule of law, quote, extraordinarily serious and unprecedented. But at the very same time, with the very same mouth, but from the other side, he agrees that the offenses carry very low penalties. Well, high penalties are for serious matters, moron. Low penalties are for not serious matters. No wonder JPs need not go to law school, for that would interfere with their rulings. That is why they are usually relegated to small matters like parking tickets, unshoveled sidewalks, and barking dog complaints, some called Karen. Now, one can well imagine a communist Chinese court official or Stalinist judge mouthing words so stupidly contradicted by the actual words of their published laws. People like these are compelled to say things they know are plainly untrue. They participate in the age-old practice of despots and dictators who are always hell-bent to stop anyone from finding out what everyone knows. They are corrupt, the system is rigged, and the holy words they spew are totally meaningless. The only extremely serious and unprecedented attack made by Mr. King was not with an RPG fired at Justin Trudeau's sock collection or a theft of his friend's Ukrainian Nazi memorabilia, nope. But with just a horn honk, King mounted an attack on Trudeau's indeed extremely serious and unprecedented attack on our rule of law, which he cowardly withdrew hours after getting his trained poodles in the House to vote for. But this witless hack, who obviously did not get the memo from the world that the coronavirus drama is almost over, or perhaps was looking for a promotion out of dog court, carried on the big lie about a national emergency. People like this who betray their oaths of office in service to their political superiors, you know, the ones who pay their ridiculously generous paychecks, $146,000 a year in this case, people like this who take pleasure in throwing uppity peasants in jail in keeping with their personal fascism, do more damage to our Canada, the free and liberal democratic country, than any terrorist, any flag-waving racist, or worse, in Trudeau's eye, any person abusing pronouns in a school bathroom. So here we are, Canada persecuting political prisoners and throwing them in jail, like President Putin of Russia was allegedly to have done with Navalny, like Bashar Assad of Syria, who allegedly to have done the same to thousands, sort of like Hitler to Jews and Stalin to Christians. Trudeau and his thugs on the bench have joined this rogues gallery of freedom lovers. So as Trudeau and Freeland and their friends in the media whip up in diversion anti-Russian hate for yet more war after their grotesque failure in Afghanistan, and always in the name of freedom and democracy, let us remember their hypocrisy. It is the hypocrisy of cowards, afraid of being made to act on what they say, and the hypocrisy of criminals, guilty for acting in violation of what they say. Cowards and criminals, that's what we've got today in Ottawa. So may they live on in infamy, the great traitors to Canada, all paid to sell out the Constitution, to sell out human rights, to sell us all out, all 38 million Canadians who are loyal to our Constitution and who love our traditions of tolerance, freedom, and the rule of real law. They, with their enablers in the media and in our courts, will surely burn in hell for the people in our Constitution they are burning now. Thank you for listening and have a good day.